Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, horny. Y'all know it's Thursday, okay? It's December 16th, 2021, 7 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 8 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. And y'all already know the Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks out, honey. You know I must always push it up to the ATL. Yes, horny. Rocking it to the north, to the south, the east, and the west, sugar pie dumplings. Now, let me tell you something. I got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. They are the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Africa, Kenya, Zimbabwe. Do have some members in Nigeria, the U.K., and Germany. And an honorary member in India, Karan Bhutani. Now, let me tell you something, horny. While you're on Facebook, y'all know we on Facebook all day long. You know, some of us doing business, some of us chit-chatting, you know, some of us trying to hook up and whatnot, but I ain't going to get into that. I ain't got enough bacon to last all night to talk about who hooking up on Facebook, honey. Now, look, I got a super bad promotion on tonight. Y'all know it's used notes. It's the best notes. Let me tell you something. The best notes is used notes. I'm telling you, because they smoking hot with some good stuff, baby. And they are based in Kent, England. Oh, yes, they are. The Used Notes are a mystery band. Oh! Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. The ghost done come in. The ghost done come in on me. Oh, Lord. The mystery band done brought in the ghost on me on tonight. Now, how am I supposed to sleep? Oh, they say not that kind of ghost. Okay, they ain't that kind of mystery thing. Okay, so I ain't got nothing to worry about. I can chill, you know. Okay, now let me tell y'all something. I got some super bad news. I got to start with my favorite. My favorite one is pain. But it's some good pain. Oh, yeah, some good pain. Okay, anywho, it's after 7 p.m., so okay. I can get on over to the other side of things after 7 p.m. All the children in bed, you know, the children sleeping, and the ones that was all bad, they out of the corner. They ain't standing in the corner no more. So they go, I done put them all to bed, okay? So now listen, and then I got Facebook questions. Listen, y'all better tune in. Y'all better turn your desktop, laptop, turn your speakers up real loud, okay? Because I got the Facebook question on tonight. Got a hot, juicy question on tonight. Okay, but let me go on Spin Pain by the Used Notes. Check this out.
I feel pain now at home. Pain won't leave me alone. Pain now you're gone. And pain won't leave me alone. There was a time we
All right. That is my favorite one. Pain. P-A-I-N. Yes, indeed. I tell you, they are hot. That's the used note. Now, listen here. I got a word from my sponsors. Take a listen to this.
Shih Tzu Exchange NFTs are unique digital assets created on the advanced Shih Tzu blockchain network. They can be everything from gaming items and digital art to sports collectibles and real-world assets.
All right now, y'all listen up. It is Shih Tzu Exchange. You heard right, Shih Tzu Exchange. You know, I don't know why when I say that, I always feel like I'm getting ready to pull out some swords and do some sword fighting or something. You know what I mean. So listen, be your own NFT with Next Generation Shih Tzu Token, okay? For everyone that loves and enjoys cryptocurrency, this is the one for you, okay? Do you hear me what I say? They are building a next-generation NFT minting marketplace and metaverse platform for meme coin industry. The Shih Tzu Exchange allows various applications that might want to use their platform for browsing, discovery, and management of NFTs, including wallets or DAO frameworks, and NFT marketplace and metaverse platform implements and royalty standard for minted NFTs as well as for externally minted NFTs. It enables NFTs to be sold on protocol applications to be purchased and sold on other protocols. So y'all check them out. Shih Tzu. You know, I feel like Zorro and a Shih Tzu, you know, warrior is fighting something. So y'all check it out. Shih Tzu.exchange, okay? Listen. Check it out. Do yourself a favor, honey, and go on and check it out. Now, look, let me tell y'all something. Lady Smith, I'm getting ready to switch gears for one moment because I got to put this on you. I got to drop it like it's hot. I got the Facebook question. Come on, Snoop. Come on, help me out. Y'all know I'm in love with Snoop Dogg. Okay, come on, Snoop. Help me out. Come on, baby.
When the pimp's in the crib, ma, drop it like it's hot.
So right now, when the pimp's in the crib, drop it like it's hot. That's what Snoop say, okay? Listen, y'all know Lady Smith. She was on the show about a month ago, and we were talking, you know, and she was sharing her Facebook question of the day. That's Lady Smith on Facebook. All the Facebook questions, they come from Lady Smith Takeshka. Lady Smith, now let me break this on down. Because I saw this, I said, hold up. I can't keep my peace on this one. Y'all check it out. The question is this. What are your thoughts regarding the question, what do you bring to the table? Now listen, y'all listen up. For all my slow people, wake up. put your, you know, whatever you got in your hand, put it down. Rama slow, folks. Wake up, slap, 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 wake up. Okay, now look, what do you bring to the table? Why do so many object to being asked, what do you bring to the table? Now listen, if you're offended by the question, what do you do to what do you bring to the table? You know, people these days, everybody asks, well, what you going to bring to the table and this, so why do so many object to being asked, what do you bring to the table? Now listen, let me tell y'all something. Let me break it down to you like this. I don't mind nobody asking me what I'm going to bring to the table. You know what I mean? I don't mind you asking what I'm going to bring to the table. Just look, when you step to the table, you better already have your full meal prepared, right? So listen, I don't mind nobody asking me what I bring to the table, you know, what I'm coming with or nothing like that. As long as you coming to the table with your full meal already prepared. So look, when I get ready to sit down, I better see some steak. I better see some potatoes. I better see some corn on the cobbler. I better see some cake. You know, and my champagne, of course. But look, let me tell y'all this here. Let me say this here. Now, listen. When you going out with somebody, now I'm going to wrap this up all in one, the Facebook question of the day and a mama's lesson, okay, life lesson. Check this out. I met a young man. Now, this is honest God truth. I don't never give no examples and say a story, and it ain't true. So everything when I tell you it's a life lesson, it actually happened to me on the real, okay? So now I'm going to tell you why. Some people shouldn't be asking what I'm going to bring to the table. The only time I object or get offended by somebody wanting to know what I'm going to bring to the table is in this instance. I met a young man. You know, we said we're going to meet up at such and such restaurant, right? We meet up to the place. I get there first. You know, he pulls up second. You know what I mean? This is the first date. Now, listen, this is on the first date. I sees him get out the car. I knew it was him. So we had talking. Yeah, I knew what he had on. I walks up to the car. You know what I mean? I'm a bold sister. I ain't no scared sister. I'm a bold sister. I walks up to the car. I sticks my head down in there because he was late. He was late. I'm standing out there, you know, waiting. He's late. I put my head down in the car. He's smelling all good. I said, ooh, you smell good. He gets out of the car, people. Listen at me good. Listen at mom good. He steps out of the car. He says to me, where is your vehicle? I'm like, well, what in the hell do you need to know what I'm driving? You know what I mean? He says, where's your vehicle? I said, okay. I didn't give him no attitude. I didn't give him no nothing. I just looked at him real nicely. I said, what do you mean, where's my vehicle? Where's my vehicle? That's what he says. He don't say, how are you doing? You know, how's blah, blah, blah. He first question, he wants to know what how the table set already. Before we even go into the restaurant, he wants to know what type of vehicle I'm pulling up. Now, this is a real story. He wants to know what kind of vehicle I'm pulling up in. Where's my vehicle? I didn't say where my vehicle was. I didn't say what I came in. Didn't give him no information, right? No information. And then he proceeds to ask me about my job, right? He proceeds to ask me about my finances. Now, he's checking out what's going on the table even before we get to the table, right? And so I said, oh, no. And so I didn't answer his questions accordingly, my friends. You know what he did? He said, well, you know what? I'm going to get my hair cut. He gets back into his vehicle, and he pulls off and says, you know what? I don't see your vehicle. You ain't telling me about this and that. I'm going to get a haircut. I say, oh, my Lord. So my good friends, the moral of the story is this, especially when it comes to ladies. You know, when the man's asking you all these questions up front, they coming to see what you're going to put on the table so they can grab what's on the table and put it in their pocket, right? That's why, you know, you be real careful with that question. So that's the way mama answered that question, okay? So sometimes when people, especially, you know, them folks, when they ask you them questions, they wants to see what you're going to lay down on the table. They want to see what kind of coins you walking in with, right? So they can get the coins off the table. And that was his main point of coming. You know, he wanted to see what he was going to get from this lady, right? He didn't get anything. Okay, so that's why he got back in his vehicle. Y'all like to say vehicle because that's what he was probably. Anyway, he got back in his vehicle and went wherever he was going. Okay, so anyway, that's why some people object to being asked what you're going to bring to the table because they ain't got the right man, they ain't got the right spirit, and they ain't got what's right in their heart. All right, now it's time for me to get on with some more of this music. It's the best note. So now, you know what? Put that in your pipe and smoke it any kind of way you want to. Now, the best notes is the used notes. I got some more music. All right, now let me get on down with it. Once again, the name of this group is the Used Notes. to use notes. Yes, yes, yes. Let me break it on down for you. Mm-hmm. Now, this particular song is called Wrong Kind of Love. Wrong Kind of Love. Yep, you heard it right. Wrong Kind of Love. So listen, y'all, check this out and take a listen to this.
Love is surrounding us in the sky. It's so appealing to me. Well, it just feels like I could fly. And so up that love eternally.
Kind of love. Y'all know what? I just love this group. Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Because they just really take you back to the real good old-fashioned good music. And that's the reason for this particular group. The Used Notes, they're a mystery band. I really like their concept and what they're doing because they're really bringing back good music to the forefront. You know, the listeners, us, you know, the audience, the listener, you know, they're really putting the audience first. You know what I mean? That's a good thing. That's meaningful. You know, and I'm grateful and thankful for what they are doing because, you know, I love listening to good stuff, my people. I am telling you, you never get enough of good modern soul searching movies and music. And that's what it's all about. I really do enjoy what they're doing. Love it, love it, love it. So, you know, Female Network family, yes, they are. Now, I need to switch gears for just a moment. I want y'all to take a listen. Got a word from my sponsor. I want you guys to check them out. Check it out. Come on, Leprechaun. I got the Leprechauns with me this week. Leprechauns is rolling with me. The Irishman is rolling with me. So y'all just take a chill pill. Take out your beer and your brewski and just drink it on down like a great little leprechaun. Okay, here we go.
Shih Tzu Exchange NFTs are unique digital assets created on the advanced Shih Tzu blockchain network. They can be everything from gaming items and digital art to sports collectibles and real-world assets.
Now, listen, you all can check it out at shitsu.exchange. Oh, I just love that, Shitsu. I feel like a warrior, you know, like, what's her name? Zena, the princess warrior, Zena, y'all know. But anywho, you know, I just feel like I'm going to check out a sport. But it's shitsu.exchange. I like that. So, listen, it's shitsu.exchange. Y'all go to the website, check it out. It's real fly. It is so fly. It is so fly. Okay. So anyway, there's a video that's going to explain it to you. You know, if you're new to cryptocurrency, you're going to learn all about it on the website. So listen, it will bring your NFTs to life via a simple interface. It sends them through the QR codes and gives them utility using tools that makes it feel effortless. So it's going to bring you your trading skills and discover your rare NFTs from gaming items and digital art to collectibles from your favorite brands. Yeah, so y'all check it out, baby. Now listen, y'all need to do this here now. Follow the Fierce Female Network on Facebook, you know, so you don't miss any shows. You'll get a notification every time a show is scheduled. You're going to get a notification so you don't miss all this good stuff. And listen, there's a promotion going on for the band Use Notes all throughout the weekend. Yeah, baby, so I'm going to be rolling. I'm going to be dropping like a hot. But anyway, you know, it has been a blast. Anytime there's good music that comes through on the network, it is a blast. It's a blast. But listen, y'all, I'm out of time right now. I don't want Jeff Rose, you know, turning off the power on me. I had to have one down. The power went out. We don't want that to happen no more. Okay? So listen, I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. Y'all be good now. Be good.
You motivated. You motivated, you winning.